On Monday morning, once again, he was accosted by that hated exercise, creative writing. Clean piece of paper, pencil in hand, date in top corner, heading done, sentence begins, in the weekend, I. Then blank. What comes next? Pictures, sequences jumble through his mind, but no words. Just write down what you did in the weekend. Can that be so difficult? No words come. After 20 minutes, she comes by, stands above him. He can feel the ice. That's not impressive for 20 minutes' work, Ernest. You'd better hurry if you don't want to be doing it at lunchtime. At least if he's inside at lunchtime, he doesn't have to endure the teasing that happens out there. But to stay inside with her all day, that is torture. Either way, it is torture. And he is only 10 years old. He knows he has to stay at school until he is 15. And 5 more years of this is forever. I'm still thinking about it. Yes, that is what you always say. And she walked away on her rounds, both knowing that she would soon be back. But what he said was true. He was thinking. His head was full of memories of the weekend, vivid pictures of Dad and Granddad, with the old plywood dinghy on the trailer, the seagull outboard screwed tight on the backboard, Dad backing the trailer down the slippery concrete ramp, totally ignoring Granddad, who, walking backwards, guiding, was ignorant of the sudden drop behind him into deep water. Dad didn't even see him go. Ernest could see all of this at a glance, just as he could also see how it would have been if Granddad had been watching behind him. But he had no sense of how to turn all this information into words, especially on paper. But you still haven't written anything about your weekend. The pictures stop. The teacher and the class displace his internal picture show and his face flushes again. He pinches his willy to stop the pee wetting his pants and hopes the bell rings early. How do you say to a sarcastic and impatient teacher that you don't know what think really means, that you can't write words when you don't have any in your head? That you could draw a picture showing some of what is in your head, or even lots of pictures, but not any words? Sometimes Ernest could see a movie picture in his head, and sometimes there were just scenes. Sometimes there were lots of movies in his head, all at the same time, and sometimes he could be part of what he was seeing, changing it, going with it, or just watching it. What Ernest didn't recognise was that normal people had some pictures, but mainly words inside their head, and they are able to take those words and describe their thinking by writing or saying the words. In his head, there were pictures, lots of pictures, and only pictures, and no words, making the writing task impossible. What he also didn't know was that the more upset he became, the more emotional he became, the harder it became for him to find any words at all. When the teacher demanded he speak to explain himself and his lack of writing, the words would not flow and his mouth, his stupid mouth, would start to laugh. One of the clearest lessons Ernest ever learned was that he was generally wrong, or that he had got it wrong. Somehow, he wasn't good enough. Struggling to clear his head of all the distracting pictures and struggling to make some effective sense of what the teacher was saying, he would invariably find that he had heard about half of what she had to offer. He listened to her words for a moment or two, would process these, and extract the meaning as best he could, then tune back in, only to find that the rest of the class had gone off to lunch in the meantime. If he had been able to control her speaking rate, he may have been able to keep up with the play, but she was always in a hurry and always pushing the class along as fast as she could. The curriculum and the length of the school term simply did not allow for the likes of Ernest. At the end of every instructional lesson would come the same old questions. Do you understand, and are there any questions? Of all the kids in the class, Ernest was the fastest to learn that the first question was never allowed to be answered with a no. That just got him into real trouble, generating a stream of public sarcasm that hurt so much more than the headmaster's strap.